Oh, I was supposed to ask you guys. Remember to I have to ask you something after the class, a quick question. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Dalid, Chapter 4, Law 14, in the Mosnaim text. It's
91.
Page 90 and 91. We're going to start again from the Itztaba. We heard it once before. Everybody was here yesterday, right?
I thoroughly right. Really said.
Okay, so we'll just quickly go over the Itztaba. We'll start again from the Yud Dalid, the platform.
Oh, yeah.
Yud Dalid. So we're talking about, again, if a sukkah from the floor to the top is higher than 20 amas.
Right.
So are there things you can do to fix up that problem? So the previous issue we learned, maybe put some pillows. That doesn't work.
Straw,
but if you put straw and nullify it by raising the floor, you can make it less 90.
Yeah.
So now we're coming with another idea. What if bona itztaba, you built a platform on covering the length of the sukkah, kineged dofen hamtzais, juxtaposed to the middle wall, a pnei kula going all across. Again, look on page 90, the picture on the left side. You have three walls, right? You have three walls, right? A, B, and C. Now, you see over here, look over here, the sukkah really goes very long. So what do you do? The sukkah is going further. Well, I'm not interested in the further. But right where this line is, this square is the itztaba. That's a platform you put.
It the went length from, of B.
It went from one wall to the other, abutting the third wall. So the itztaba, and it's going to be a kosher length of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. All right?
Minimum.
Now, and it's high enough so that from the top to the floor of the itztaba, it's less than 20 amas. Okay? So what have you really accomplished?
So there's a step down below?
Yes. And then the rest has no platform. It could be a foot less, a foot and a half, whatever. But it's at least going to be one amma or something like that, right? So now you've created a raised floor through the itztaba. Okay? So what's the halacha? So if you did that, al pnei kula, and it goes running along the whole wall, then im yesh be itztaba shir rochav asukah, if the itztaba has its own width and length of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which is a kosher sukkah, ksheira, it's kosher for you to be on the itztaba. We brought a machlokas. What about the part below the itztaba? We brought two different opinions if you could even be in the part next to the itztaba, where it's below. If it's good or not, that's a machlokas. But clearly on the itztaba, you're fine.
Right.
Now, that's what we got up to yesterday. Now, I'm going to take the same case and make one little difference. What happened here, the first case is, the itztaba went from wall to wall, abutting a wall. So really there were three walls surrounding this itztaba, right? The second case is just a little bit less than that.
Wall to wall.
Now, bana itztaba, the second case, you build an itztaba, kineged dofen hamtzais min hatzad. It's opposite the middle wall, but it's from the side. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. So now look at the picture on page 91. What you have over here is the sukkah, right? This is the sukkah. All this is the sukkah.
Two sides.
And it could be even further down. Yep. Now, the itztaba, as opposed to the picture here, where this one went from wall to wall, adjacent to a wall,
right.
It goes from the wall, but not to the other wall, while it's adjacent to this wall. It doesn't clear across.
Right.
So now what's the problem that could happen? Well, we'll look at the itztaba alone. How many walls does the itztaba have?
Two.
But wait, how far away is it from the third wall? We don't know. But on the picture alone, it looks there's a problem. It only has two walls.
A minus B.
If I have a sukkah with two walls, I have a third wall 20 feet away. That's not a third wall to the sukkah, is it? I got to somehow have, so the platform is not running all the way to the third wall.
Right.
In the first case, the platform runs from wall to wall, abutting a third wall. Here it's from wall, abutting one wall, but doesn't reach the other wall. So what does this really have? It only has two walls, here and here. But what about where the itztaba ends? The wall is very far away. Question is, could it be kosher if the wall isn't too far away? That's what the Rambam is going to tell us. Let's see. It's a new rule you never learned before. So again, I'm reading the line again. Bona itztaba kineged dofen hamtzais min hatzad. You build an itztaba, it's going along the middle wall, but from the side, meaning to say it doesn't reach the other wall. So now, the kashrus depends on the following point. Im yesh misfas itztaba v'lakosel arba amas psula. If the distance from the end of the itztaba to that third wall that it didn't reach, if it's 4 amas or more, it's pasul. Pachas me'arba amas k'shera, if it's less than 4 amas, it is kosher. And it's considered like what? And I'll explain it all in a minute. U'ke'il, it's considered, it says, hamachitzos nogos be'itztaba. It's like the wall is touching the itztaba at the bottom. V'arei mina etztaba v'ara sichuch, and from the itztaba until the schach, pachas me'arba yama is less than 20 amas. This needs a lot of explanation. There is, now, the problem is, the Rambam is basing this on a principle that he hasn't even taught yet. And he takes that principle and applies it in a different way. So now I gotta do two things. I gotta explain to you the principle and then apply it in the other way. There is a concept called Dofen Akuma. Where it's one of these rabbinic mashanisms again, where the rabbis can say, we make it as if the wall bends. And that usually is a rule that's used on the top. In other words, if you have a wall in a sukkah and the schach doesn't come all the way over. Normally we said what? If there's a space from the wall, you want the wall running right up to the schach.
Right.
You want the wall running up to the schach. What if we got like this? The schach is over here. Mm-hmm. Let's say the schach's a foot away. What do we say? 2 feet away, 3 feet away. What if it's this far away? So as long as you're within 4 amas, it's not the same as levut. Uh-huh. Tvachim, I'm sorry, Tvachim, thank you, Tvachim. Now, it's not exactly like Levut. Levut's a little different. This is called Dofen Akuma, a bent wall. The rabbis say, as long as from the wall to the schach, it's less than 4 Tvachim, we apply a principle called Dofen Akuma, crooked wall, and we consider that this wall just did that.
So it's about 16 inches, you're saying.
We give it, it's a halachic... ruling. It's not really, but we make it as if, Azoy, the wall is right there. Now, and therefore, that's very important, because what is that telling us? That the wall and the schach are still connected.
Right.
Even though if it's more than 4 tvachim away, we say you got a nice schach here, but it ain't connected to this wall, and there ain't no wall connection. You're missing a wall.
4 inches of tefach.
And that could, and there's all kinds of, I don't want to get into the details now, but that could make your whole sukkah puzzle.
All right. In this example.
So Dofen Akuma is basically saying, if the schach is within 4 tvachim from where the wall should go, we say the wall bends. And therefore, even if we would say gud asik, where we raise the wall, we'd raise it and bend it, as long as within 4 tvachim. That's the conventional understanding of Dofen Akuma, crooked wall. The Rambam is not going to use it in the reverse, going down over here with our itztaba. You understand going up how it works?
Yeah.
So now let's do it going down. Going down, you've got a wall. Now, let's look over here. By the itztaba, look how I'm going to show you the picture here. Where the itztaba ends, it's within 20 amas. It's a kosher sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah, right? The only one problem in terms of height. There's a problem. The wall is far away. If the wall is less than 4 tvachim away, then we're going to apply the principle of Dofen Akuma going down. Just like we say going up, so let's say going down, the proper height is here. Over here it's not a proper height, and the wall is here, so we just make the wall bend this way. So as long as the itztaba is within 4 tvachim of the wall, we apply Dofen Akuma in reverse, where we bend the wall this way, and then we say that the sukkah is kosher.
4 tvachim.
Four tvachim.
Rabbi, can I go back
okay,
to the itz?
You got that idea? Right? I got that? Yeah. Wait a minute. 4 amas. Why'd you say tvachim? Amas, yeah. Amas, not tvachim.
You said 6 feet.
I said amas. I first said amas. First you told me tvachim.
You said tvachim originally.
I'm sorry. It's 4 amas. I'm sorry. 4 amas.
How much is that again? In distance?
6 feet.
Yeah. Dofen Akuma. That's the law.
Well, I mean, yeah, you have a big gap. Yeah, but I don't understand though.
So when you're making a sukkah, if you have a space within 6 feet, that's what I was saying.
My question is, if you're under that part that's empty.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it later. Let's wait for the main law, and we'll deal with it in the main law. Right now, we just want to get through this itztaba.
Just principle we just...
But one thing's for sure, the sukkah is kosher.
Right.
We are definitely saying that's a principle, Dofen Akuma. We just make...
I thought the schach extends to the wall rather than the wall.
No. The wall. That's the idea. The wall
bends over.
Isn't
that problematic then? Because you're under...
You're in a wall. So we'll talk about when we get to Dofen Akuma. Okay. Right now we just want to know, is the sukkah kosher or not? That's the only thing we want to know.
So I just trying to understand. When the wall bends the opposite way, like the bottom, how does that make it kosher.
That's kosher, right. Because here. Over here, the itztaba is the proper height.
Right.
Problem is, you don't have the proper height here. Right. Right? But this would be okay by itself, right? But the problem is, I don't have a wall connected to it. So once, if it's within four amas, I say dofen akuma, and the wall now
is connected, touching
this itztaba. One thing's for sure, if the wall is here, it's kosher.
Right.
So I have a wall coming in like this,
so it's
bending and touching it, and a bent wall is as good as a straight wall. That's the chiddush of dofen akuma. That's the whole chiddush of dofen akuma.
Is that different what we learned that the schach has to be with, I thought it was four, schachim from the wall.
So that's like levud, isn't it? When it meets the wall. That's different.
No. You're talking here? 73?
You see when you have a gap between the schach and the wall.
Sammy, this here? This?
No, we don't close for
there. Well, that, no. That was, which case was that? Sukkah, which is separate from walls.
Have we done that?
I think maybe only dealt with one wall.
This one?
And not with four walls.
Two property walls.
Alright, we'll have to look later. Alright, let's just keep going.
Okay.
Okay. One more case. Okay, where am I now? Okay. Last case now. What page are we on now?
92.
93.
One constructs a pillar.
Yeah.
Where am I now? Bana ba'amud. Let's say a guy constructs a pillar. Okay, which one is... Oh, wait, I think I skipped one. I'm sorry.
92.
I'm sorry.
There's a bench in the middle.
Oh, see, you know what I did? I read... Okay, it's the same idea. Okay, we're okay. Bona itztaba be'emtsa. Okay, the third case. You build an itztaba in the middle. That's picture on page 92.
Yeah.
There's an itztaba right in the middle. Now, what's the point? They got four walls that it's not next to. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now... If the itzva is within the walls, four amas on each side, within but not more, then it's four and more. Psul, it's pasul. Pachas me'arba amas kshera. It's less than four amas on each side. It's kosher. And the chiddush is we'll say dof nakuma on four walls, not just on one wall.
Wow,
that's how far it goes. Ukeilu, and we consider it like a mechitzas nogos b'itzva, as if the mechitzas, the walls have touched the itzva. V'remina itzva to sichuch, and from the itzva to the schach, pachus meser amas, it's less than 20 amas. Right? Because under the itzva, it is less than 20 amas. Right. The problem is, what about the rest? Well, we just have the walls cave in, right? So now, the wall up there is considered a wall, and therefore you've got 20 amas with a wall and everything.
Why is it three walls?
He's saying even four. You're right. It would be three, but even four. I could say it on all four walls. You're right. Three would be the same halacha.
So if you stood in the square,
and here
you
see,
and then you use the walls curving, that gives you your walls for your sukkah, and your sukkah is really the square.
Well, that's going to be a machlokas if you can go on the part beyond the itztaba. Yeah, that already says a machlokas.
Then you're
a machlokas.
Sukkah is kosher, but whether it's kosher outside of that platform.
Itztaba, that's a machlokas.
Yeah, you can't go.
Okay. Final case now is the picture on page 94. Okay.
How about this one?
Bana ba amud. I don't know where that picture goes. I tried to, this is the next. That's another halacha. I don't know which one this goes to, but I think it's out of order. I don't know. Right. Okay, we're on this picture now, on 94. Okay. Bana ba amud. The guy constructs a pillar. Okay. The pillar is 10 tfachim high. Mean to say it's its own domain. Okay? It's a pillar shaped. V'yeshba hechsher sukkah. And it has the measurements also of 7 by 7. So it's a pillar that's 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim long and wide. It is 10 tvachim high. Okay? So its own little domain over there. Psula. It's puzzle. Why? She'ein elu mechitzas hanikaros. Because those mechitzos, those walls are not discernible for him. Okay? V'nimtza al gav amud, I'm sorry, she'ein elu mechitzas hanikaros. V'nimtza comes out, the guy is al gav amud, he's on top of the pillar, schach kosher, you have schach kosher on top of you, but it is below tfanis, you don't have any walls. You don't have any walls. Now, Obviously, we're speaking over here, how far is it away from the walls? More than four amos and more. So our question, so of course, what do you tell me that
Where
I don't
is
know?
The Kiddush on this?
So the Kiddush is, remember we had the case over here. The picture of, on page 86. 86. Remember, how did we make this sukkah kosher on page 86 when you had a roof? You put the four poles over the roof, right?
So he said
the walls extended up. That was a big Kiddush, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe by the pillar, we're going to say that the four ends of the pillar, those were walls too. Look at the pillar.
This is a pillar?
This is a pillar. A pillar, 10 tefachim high and wide, 7x7, right? So now, how is that different than the case with the roof? Standing on the roof. So let me say that these four walls go straight up, good asik, all the way to the top. So the point is, we don't say it over here. We're not going to say it over here. That's the point. We don't say this. Right? Because why? Because on top of the, even though you don't have, but it's still not kosher, because at the end of the day, it really doesn't have any discernible ones. What's the difference? The case before at least had poles. At least had poles coming out.
So on this pillar, if
you have in the corner.
Okay, since this had poles coming out, okay, that's already something discernible. But here, there's nothing at all. This is not discernible. That's the Kiddush. Because of course, for sure we know it's not kosher. But now, since it's its own domain, it's its own little kosher sukkah, right? 10x7x7 is a kosher sukkah. I'm in its own domain. I've got everything I need, right? Point is, it doesn't have discernible walls. Okay. Now, tesvav, what are we going to do? We're going to do the opposite now. We're going to have a sukkah that's less than 10 tvachim. How can you make a sukkah that's less than 10 tvachim kosher?
Dig a hole, you say.
Dig down. So now we're trying to create more space on the bottom. Okay? So, and that picture is on 95. Look at 95. You've got the gray part. The part that's the bottom of C, that is a measurement that's not high enough for a sukkah. Right. Now you got the engraved area that's B with F, that you've etched in enough that in that little section down there would be 10 tvach. Right? But here's the problem. Is that going to be close enough to the walls?
Four amos.
Right? Well, it's for some reason it's not going to work that way because you've got real stuff in between.
Yeah, you can't just go through the wall.
The other case before is it was empty. It's not empty. You've got solid brick or asphalt, dirt. So you can't say dof and akuma when it's space there. So we're going to have to come on to something else. The sukkah is less than 10 tefachim high from the ground to the schach. When he etches into the sukkah enough space inside to make it 10. Now, if you etch in the entire floor of the sukkah, then for sure it's good. There's no problem. But we're not doing that. It's only part of it. So how much do you have to have and how close after the walls? If from the edge of the engravement to the wall, velakos, shlosha tvachim, within three tvachim, we apply which rule? Lavud. If it's three or more, psula, it's pasul, because that's, don't say lavud on three. Pachas mikem, but if it's less than three tvachim, then ksheru, we say it's kosher, because we say lavud on that. Shekol pachos mishlosh, anything less than three, harehu kedavuk, it's like it's attached, which means lavud. Like we learned in Hilchis Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says only the area inside the hole is kosher, and not the part on top. Again, I guess it'll be machlokas as well. All right, Tez Zion.
Sunken.
Let's finish off the parak here. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Now. This was the issue Henry brought up yesterday. What kind of walls can you use for a sukkah? So he says like this. Dofne sukkah ksherim minakol. Walls for a sukkah, any material is good for the walls of a sukkah. That's it. Anything's fine. Why? She'ein anu tzrichim ela mechitza mikol makom. All you need is a barrier. That's all. If it's a legitimate barrier, doesn't blow in the wind, but it's a regular barrier, I don't care, made out of brick, made out of whatever, it's okay.
Aluminum.
V'afilu mibalei chayim, even animals. Put, 10 donkeys next to each other, 5 donkeys, whatever. You're okay. There's not a problem. Even living things. Now, however, we add, the animal has to be tied down so it won't run away. But if you tie the animal down to the ground, the animal is no worse than any other type of barrier, and that's a very nice sukkah wall. Okay? All right, now you have a good use for pets. Okay?
Ooh.
Okay.
Humane society.
Now let's take it a step further. Can you use people as a sukkah? Well, remember the rabbi got lost? And he was out of the tchum. We told a whole bunch of people to come and make a little circle, right?
Yeah.
So what can you do? You can make your friend be a wall on Yontif. What's your friend good for? He's good for being a wall. Right? Why? So you can eat and drink and sleep in a kosher sukkah that your friend is the wall for the sukkah.
If he was a wall, would he be considered in the sukkah?
Oh, that's a machlokas. Okay, that's a machlokas. Right? So now, but there's one condition. What's that condition? That's a little bit tricky here. For who shiyasa osa shaloladas, you have to use the guy as a wall without him knowing that he's being used as a wall. He can't know that he is being used as a wall. In other words, the guy who's putting him in position can say, you know, it's a beautiful sunrise coming soon. If you stand right here for the next 10 minutes, it will be an amazing sunrise. You get a beautiful view of the ocean. Get five guys to stand there and get a good view of the ocean. It just so happens, they happen to be right under where the snach is, and it happens to be that third wall, let's say, that he needs to make it kosher. But they don't know what's going on.
If you're now, invited to a sukkah, right? Told not to move.
Because why? Because if they knew, this would be what we call a kfius, a type of permanence, and we can't make permanent walls on Yontif, in which you're standing the guy there on Yontif, right? You can't make him be consciously doing it.
You use him for FOMO.
Now you can't, you know, and this only leads to make it on Yontif, not for before. But for animals, you cannot do it at all, they say. You can do it before, but not on Yontif. But if they know it willfully, you can't do it at all. But the rest of the days you can, because there's no problem with malacha. Here it's a malacha that I am making him into a wall. I'm creating this from something. I'm creating the wall out of a person that you cannot do. But if I just have him standing around, he doesn't really know he's doing it. It happens to be a wall, but I'm not creating a wall. And it depends on the person, not on the setter-upper. All right? The guy himself is it. So if he's not, then that's okay. V'cheinen, similarly, because you can't make a wall on Yontif out of anything.
That's strange. The person who...
We said before Yontif you can use the animal. Before Yontif you have the person stand there. We're talking about doing it on Yontif now. So you can't make a wall on Yontif. Can't put an animal there. You're making the wall. The person, you're only doing it because the person has intelligence. So you're saying, I want your intelligence to look at the sunrise. He happens to be in the right place. Okay, then it's going to work out. But he was not intentionally trying to make a wall. And therefore, the guy who made, the person standing there, that's the one it depends on, and he doesn't want to make it into a wall.
But even the person who places in there shouldn't have that as an understanding, otherwise he has
to. No, he has to, because how are we doing it?
But can he do that malacha then? If
he's not. The other guy's doing the malacha, but he's not doing the malacha because he doesn't know.
Right.
I'm just telling you, hey, you stand there. I didn't do anything. Shelly, stand over there, please, and watch the sunrise. What did I do? Shelly doesn't know what he's doing. He's looking for the sunrise.
It doesn't matter what you're
doing. I can't say I will make the wall by standing there, because then I know what I'm doing, and then I can't do that. Similarly, and therefore I couldn't take an animal there because the animal doesn't have brains. Now the animal is dependent on what I do with him.
I wonder whether the other guy's brains just stands there.
Similarly, you can make out of utensils a fourth wall on Yontif, because I don't need to have a fourth wall because it's not making it halachically kosher, but to make the third and kosher wall, you can't make it out of utensils on Yontif, because then again it was creating a halachically kosher sukkah. You're making a sukkah, and the problem with that is, you're making an ohel. Remember, you can't make a tent? Even a temporary tent, you can't make on Yontif. But human beings, because it's not the normal way to make an enclosure, so therefore, since you don't have it in their mind, then it's okay. So, bekitzer, on Yontif, you can't make a third wall out of anything, because you're making a tent now. Except to tell the human being to stand there, and he doesn't know that you want him to make it, then that is okay. Yeah. All right, shkoyach, guys.